Hi, everyone. My name is Lucas Mack, and welcome to another episode of The Vulnerable Hero, where I define vulnerability as the courage to experience love in its purest form. I've said this before on another podcast, but strength, the strong person, the strong man, and the strong woman is the person willing to be vulnerable. And not just willing, but that is vulnerable. That stands in the power of love and stands in the face of whatever, whoever, and goes wherever we need to go in order to see others experience freedom, love, and truth. The strong person is vulnerable. However, those people who seem strong, who have the facade of strength, be that physical or emotional, but are not willing to go wherever, in front of whoever, and say whatever, wherever, they are weak. That is weakness. And so, to become a vulnerable hero in your own life, to be your own hero, to no longer look to the left nor to the right, to look for someone else to come save you, but to know that you yourself are your own hero, being vulnerable and standing in your own power, that is what you are craving and what this world is needing from you. You don't need something from the world. The world needs something from you. And that is for you to stand in the power of your vulnerability. So today, as we go into the last 2 weeks of the year of 2018, the message I want to deliver today is to have hope. Hope that you, in all that you have gone through, all that you have gone through is all good and all beneficial for this world. The world needs the best version of you. But you cannot give the best version of you until you know the best version of yourself. And the only way for you to know the best version of yourself is to go deep within yourself, deep within your mind, and deep within your heart, to open and unlock every door that you have kept closed. Most of us don't want to think back or think in. We just want to keep thinking out or not thinking at all. And when I say most of us, I mean people in society, humankind, humanity, for the most part, doesn't want to think about the dark and dirty and traumatic experiences. And it's understandable. I understand why. However, if we don't, we're unable to heal. And if we're unable to heal, we're unable to be the best versions of ourselves. And if we're unable to be the best versions of ourselves, then the world can never get from us what it so desires. You see, when you're not standing in vulnerability and when you're not standing in health and healing and power and authority and in love, you are constantly looking for someone else, for something else to come and save you, to rescue you, to help you. But when you stand in the power of vulnerability, you know that you are the one that will lead you out. But you can only lead yourself out of where you are when you're willing to go in and see every chain that holds you down. Any place you're not willing to go, you're not free. So if you're not willing to speak or think or discuss or bring forth into the light any subject or anything that's happened to you, you're simply not free. And I understand this because that's how I operated for the most of my life. And I was striving so hard that I thought if I just continually strove harder and ran harder and pushed harder and worked harder and read more and pushed, eventually there would be enough inertia and momentum that I would break free. But it does not work like that. You can't outrun pain. You cannot outrun trauma. You cannot outrun fear. You have to go back, look it straight in the eye, and everything that you wished you would have said, and everything that you experienced, and everything that happened, you acknowledge it. You don't hide from it. You don't turn from it. You don't minimize it. You stand and look at it, and you bring it to the light. And once you do that, no matter how hard and painful, and will it bring tears? Most likely, yes. Will it be scary? Most likely, yes. Will it be hard? Most likely, yes. So, things that are good usually come from things that are not necessarily just easy. You want to get in shape? Got to put in the work. You want to be healthy? Got to put in the work. You want to be free? You got to put in the work. There's no quick fix to health. There's no quick fix to freedom. So where I want to take this podcast and what I want you to take away from this podcast is the word hope. Hope deferred, Solomon wrote, makes the heart sick. Meaning, if you don't have hope, you have a sick heart. You lack inspiration. You lack the fire. You lack the passion. You lack the purpose. You lack the drive because you've lost hope. And why? Because you believe that it's not going to be better than it has been in the past, that tomorrow won't be better, that today is not going to be better, that you're not going to achieve the life you truly wanted to achieve. And let me tell you, that is all not true. You can achieve the life you want because it's your life. The dreams you had as a child are your dreams. They were given to you. You are uniquely you, and you can live the life that you want to live, not what someone else wants you to live, not how someone else thinks you should live. All the judgment, all the guilt and the self-righteousness that this world wants to cast upon those that they don't understand, you can stand in your own vulnerability and in your own power and not let any of that affect you. Here's the truth. Darkness cannot drive out light. Only light can drive out darkness. And darkness never resists light. Light has the power to go wherever it so chooses, and darkness just flees. Darkness is not a power counterforced to light. And love goes wherever it so chooses. Love is the most powerful force in our existence, as is light. So hate and fear and all the rage and all the animosity and all the judgment and confusion and all the things that come from a lack of love cannot stand in power when they come in contact with love. Love drives all that out. Love washes it all away. Love is like a flood that just washes it all away. But you cannot go out into the world and love the world until you've first gone into yourself and loved yourself and allowed love to wash all that away. All the pain, all the trauma, all the chains that keep you shackled. And you can be healed. God, who created this entire system, did not create a sadistic system where people go through pain just so that they can experience pain. No, God, who created this entire system, created it so people can know love in light of pain and in light of trauma and in light of suffering. that you can be healed. There is hope. Hope is a derivative of love. We don't know love because we don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And until you are vulnerable, there is no way to access the fullness of love. That's why I define vulnerability as the courage to experience love in its purest form. The world does not need more macho, tough facades. It doesn't need you to act all tough or cool or whatever you think is the way to be. The world needs more vulnerable heroes. The world needs more people to stand in love and be kind and gentle and give hope. And it doesn't matter the religion. It doesn't matter their belief. It doesn't matter their color. It doesn't matter their race or social and economic class. It does not matter any of the things that are so easily to judge another. All that matters is, do we love people? And do you love yourself? The world is desperate for this because you're desperate for it. Hope deferred makes a heart sick. So if you're having sickness in your heart, meaning you have despair, you have doubt, confusion, fear, pain, lack of self-worth, lack of self-confidence, lack of self-love, you get to be vulnerable. You get to know that no judgment is more powerful than the truth. And the truth will make you free. But love gives truth permission to come forth, resulting in your personal freedom. And around this time, especially during the holidays, is when a whole bunch of guilt and a whole bunch of shoulds and a whole bunch of obligations come and rear their nasty heads. And then we have to just suffer through or exist through, when really we are in power. You have the power to choose. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. Unless you so choose to be one. It's like the person who's lived in jail and the door to the cell was never locked. They could have just walked out at any time, but they became comfortable in the jail cell. So they took the meals every day and they looked at all the prisoners and they just, I'm in jail. This is the life that I live. Oh, I'm a prisoner, when they never had to be a prisoner because the lock was never locked. You don't have to be a victim unless you so choose to be a victim. You can stand in authority and responsibility and power to multiply, to see what you do every day grow, to take dominion, to go out and explore, to be afraid of nothing. To be afraid of nothing. One of the things I'm really excited about in 2019 is the men's retreats that I'll be putting on. Men specifically. Where are we to go to have a safe place free of judgment? It's hard to operate in full capacity when you constantly feel like you're going to be judged for who you are in the present moment. Even if it's not who you want to be, but who you simply are, or your ways of being in the present moment, you know, aren't the ways of being that you want to have or get to have or choose to have. And so these men's retreats that I'll be putting on are for men to get together and go through a process of breaking down the limiting beliefs and breaking down where the trauma originated from and being free and being with other men and realizing I'm not alone. And the things that I've gone through, others have gone through. Some have gone through worse, some have gone through less. However, we all get to stand together and heal. And when we heal, we can go out and heal others. You can heal your families. Husbands can heal the relationships with wives, and fathers can heal the relationships with children. But if we remain hurt, we will only continually hurt people. You've heard me say it before, I'll say it again. Hurt people, but healthy people heal people. And men, in 2019 and beyond, it's our time to heal. It's our time to lead again. Not as a gender, not lead in light of or in spite of women. It's not a gender thing. It's just, it's time that we all heal as humanity. But men specifically, it's time for you to heal. So I'm excited for the men's retreats that we're going to be putting on. There's a lot of exciting things that are happening, and it's all for us to experience the fullness of love. So thank you for listening today. It's a short episode. I want you to know that I'm with you. I'm honored that you listen. Keep liking, subscribing, commenting, downloading, sharing the podcast. We're journeying together towards freedom, and your experience starts here. I'm honored, and I look forward to talking with you on the next episode.